Hi, it's Dave. Tesla is set to report their Q2 earnings on Wednesday, July 22nd. It's one of the most anticipated quarterly earnings in a long time. And the reason is, if Tesla can report a GAAP profit of any amount, they will become eligible to join the S&P 500. In this video, I'm going to share three reasons why I think Tesla can report a Q2 profit. First off, a disclaimer. Nothing is 100%, especially with investing. And especially with quarterly earnings, no one knows what's going to happen usually. Oftentimes, there can be a one-time expense that crops up, or revenue and income might be a little bit lower than expected. So a lot of quarterly earnings talk is just speculation. And my videos are just my personal opinion, and they are not investment advice. All right, I want to go into the first reason why I think Tesla can report a Q2 profit. Number one, strong deliveries equals strong revenue. In Q1 of 2020, Tesla reported roughly about $6 billion in revenue off of 88,000 vehicle deliveries. Now in Q2, they had a slightly higher delivery count, slightly over 90,000 vehicles. However, in mid-quarter, they reduced the prices of their vehicles. The Model S and X got a $5,000 price cut, and the Model 3 got a $2,000 price cut. What this means is that margins in this quarter might be slightly lower than they were in Q1 because of the price cuts. However, these price cuts were offset by three factors. First, Model Y was ramping heavily in Q2. And because of that, as Model Y increases production, the margins for Model Y grow substantially. Number two, the ramp in Shanghai is going extremely well. And because of that, the margins in Shanghai are likely going to be increasing. And number three, Tesla has deferred full self-driving revenue, meaning people have paid for full self-driving in the past. And as Tesla releases new full self-driving features, they can accrue and recognize that revenue. And because of these three factors, I actually estimate that the revenue in Q2 will be very similar to Q1. So I'm expecting revenue of about $6 billion, plus or minus a couple hundred million. All right, the second reason why I think Tesla can report a Q2 GAAP profit is number two. The pandemic shutdown equals lower operating expenses. Tesla's factory was closed for almost half of the quarter. And during that time, Tesla furloughed many of their factory workers, and so that lowers expenses. Also, Tesla cut the salaries for salaried workers from mid-April to about the end of June, and they cut salaries about 10 to 30%. So this will also lower operating expenses. In Q1 last quarter, they had operating expenses of about $950 million. And so with the furloughed workers and also the salary cuts during the Q2 period, I expect operating expenses to be slightly lower than actually Q1. So let's say operating expenses is about $800 to $900 million. This will help Tesla become profitable in Q2, in my opinion. And it's because with profit, profit equals revenue minus operating expenses. So if you lower the operating expenses, you're going to increase your possibility of becoming profitable. All right, let's go to the third reason why I think Tesla can report a Q2 GAAP profit. Number three, regulatory credit sales equals high margin. Last quarter, Tesla surprised a lot of people by reporting regulatory credit sales of roughly $350 million. And because of the large amount of regulatory credit sales, it really shifted Tesla's profit and loss statement and made them profitable in Q1. Now the question is, can this happen again? Can Tesla sell as many regulatory credits as they did in Q1? And will this help them become profitable? Now, as many of you know, Tesla inked a deal with the Fiat group in Europe to pool their credits together. And in return, Fiat is giving Tesla a few billion dollars over a couple of years. And I think what we saw in Q1 with the $350 million in credit sales was the realization of that agreement taking place. Now the question is, this $350 million that Tesla reported in Q1, can they report it again in Q2? I want to go back into Tesla's quarterly report, their 10K statement. And in their 10K statement, here's what it reads. It says, our revenue from regulatory credits fluctuates by quarter, depending on when a contract is executed with the buyer and when the credits are delivered. However, we generally expect higher revenue from regulatory credit sales as our production and deliveries increase. For example, our revenue from regulatory credit sales in the 3 months ending June 30th, 2019 was $111 million, while it was $354 million in the 3 months ended March 31st, 2020. Now, this is a positive sign. What Tesla is saying is that their $354 million credit sales in Q1 wasn't just a one-time kind of high income item. Rather, that Tesla is actually expecting to see this item be consistent and grow over time. And so for Q2, I'm expecting some number around $350 million, plus or minus, let's say $100 million. So it could be, $250 million. $300 million or even $400 million or so. And because of this, I think Tesla has a great chance of becoming profitable in Q2. All right, now let's take a step back and look at the bigger summary of Q2. In Q2, I expect revenue to come out to be around $6 billion, plus or minus a couple hundred million. And then I expect about $1.2 billion in gross profit. That's about a 20% gross margin or so. So plus or minus, you know, 1 or 2% here. And a lot of this is going to depend on how many regulatory credit sales they have in Q2. Now with operating expenses, I'm expecting something around $850, maybe $900 million in operating expenses. The lower this number, the better the chances that Tesla has to become profitable. And lastly, I'm expecting interest expense and other expenses to be about $200 million. So in order to calculate profit, we take the $1.2 billion in gross profit minus, let's say, $900 million in operating expenses, minus $200 million in interest and other expenses. You're left with about $100 million in GAAP profit. Now, if Tesla reports a GAAP profit of any amount in Q2, they will become eligible for the S&P 500, and it will become a true historic moment for Tesla shareholders. Now, I want to hear from you guys. Do you think Tesla will report a Q2 GAAP profit? And what do you want to hear from Elon Musk and Tesla during the Q2 earnings call? I'm going to be sharing my thoughts on Tesla earnings this week, so subscribe to my channel if you want to be kept up to date. And also like this video to help the video get out. And I'll see you in my next video. Thanks.